With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. All right, we saved the best for last today. It's been on with me several times. It's always invigorating to speak with Sister Simone Campbell, who we saw the other day appearing in this NPR piece talking about the fate of Joe Biden, how that plays out, particularly with Catholic voters. First time we had Sister Simone Campbell on, and multiple times, I think, was she was the principal in charge of nuns on the bus around healthcare. And she's involved in several national operations in this election cycle. Sister Simone Campbell joins us again here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Sister, welcome back. It's been way too long. Thanks for joining us.
It has. I really enjoyed the conversation the last time, so I'm glad to be with you, Dom.
Well, thank you, Sister. So we saw you in this NPR piece. You were one of the Catholic national figures talking about Joe Biden. And I wanted to break down then, you know, the number one issue that comes up. And I think you made the point, which I differ with, and I think maybe Pope Francis does, but I'll let you make it. Of course, there are more issues than just the life issue. But doesn't that dwarf every other issue?
Well, it's how you what Pope Francis says. It's that life is a critical issue. Protecting the unborn is a critical issue. And then he says, equally sacred, however, is care for the born, for the marginalized, for the
yes.
hungry, for the disadvantaged. He says it's equally sacred to our care for the unborn. And, you know, one of the things my prayer has led me to, and as I've meditated on that, is that we fight a lot about a woman's right to choose or criminalizing abortion, but caring for the unborn is really about caring for pregnant women and being supportive and helping women shape their consciences so that they do make a choice for life. So it's way more complex than what politicians want us to think about. And as a Catholic sister, I'm really all about supporting that conversation, that understanding of support for all of life.
Well, I am too, but I would say this, Sister, in the political realm, we are in the political realm too when we cross over.
Yeah, we are.
Not just the moral realm. When Vice President Biden says he now opposes the Hyde Amendment, we're getting into religious freedom protection here. I mean, the Hyde Amendment was a great compromise that he supported forever. I would hope you would have supported to say, all right, there's freedom of choice here. I think America is somewhere in that world. But you cannot have people pay for something that is anathema to them.
Oh, I mean, I personally disagree with that particular position of Vice President Biden, former Vice President Biden. But the thing is, when we compare the stances to the current administration, when we look at care for the effort to deny health care to so many, the effort to deny food to the hungry, the effort to really the shocking experience of tearing children away from their parents at the border as they're fleeing persecution in their home countries. I mean, over and over and over, for me, the demand of embracing all of life is so much more powerful than the choice about a payment method. The other piece that we have going at this point is...
Well, wait a minute,
Supreme
sister. Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh,
but it's not just a payment method. It is something that people of deep faith, and I think many people you would respect, think that there ought to be that zone. And I was going to ask you...
That's exactly the point I was going to make. So our minds are on the same track, because the Supreme Court in the last session has made, and with the Hobby Lobby case and other places, have made it abundantly clear that the religious protections apply to individuals in ways that we hadn't thought about, but when the Hatch Amendment was created. So I think there are the legal protections needed. Now, the big issue, though, is how do we care for moms? How do we care for pregnant women? And so much of the argument gets pulled away from that, so we can, you know, throw the tennis ball of political arguments back and forth across the net. But I really want to focus on caring for life. That's my agenda.
Well, we all do. But what makes you believe, though, that Vice President Biden, who I know goes to mass and carries a rosary, et cetera, it's not just Joe Biden change on this. I get back to the Hyde Amendment, sister. It's your. I'm not sure if you're a Democrat. You're probably an independent, I guess.
That the national... I'm kind of a stubborn person, so that's a good guess.
Well, but you're not appalled, though, as a person that would go across the country in a bus for moral belief. What the Democrat Party has come, I'm looking at Governor Northam of Virginia, who has not been called out by that party. Sadly, he has COVID. He and his wife now, it was just announced, talking about making the baby comfortable as we decide whether to kill it or not when it survives an abortion. That's where Kamala Harris is. That's where the National Democrat Party is. So we're not talking about a realm where your point about other things to look at, not just life. We're talking about something that is very extreme. I mean, do you acknowledge that?
That's not my understanding. I have no knowledge of what Governor Northam has said. I live in Washington, D.C., and he's not my governor, so I haven't kept up on that, so I really don't know. But what I do know is that caring for the unborn and caring for the born, Pope Francis says, is equally sacred. And for me, that's about getting health care. We're doing a virtual bus trip right now, and we were just did a site visit virtually. We don't have a physical bus, but virtually, with a labor group in Brunswick, New Jersey, not too far from where you are.
Right.
And here are the folks deemed essential workers providing service, working in deliveries and meatpacking and a variety of other places, and they're not having adequate PPE, you know, the protective devices in their work. Many of them are getting sick, losing their jobs, and are desperate. For me, that's the life issue that is alive and well, and I think our nation is failing for lack of a comprehensive national policy. So caring for the unborn is critically important, as is caring for the born. And we have to look at the whole gamut as we assess the political reality. Because candidate's perfect.
Sister, I wanted to ask you, too, your view, and maybe we'll have you back once a hearing starts to talk about this. But I believe we have a spectacular nominee that will be announced tomorrow. I know, sure, politics might be different than yours, in Amy Coney Barrett. And she'll have her chance during the hearings. But what's been done before to say, if you're a Catholic of her stripe, devout and pro-life, essentially you can't be a judge? What do you think of this nominee? Have you had a chance to think about it a little bit?
Well, we've just begun reviewing it in preparation. I always hate to get out ahead of the news because I usually prepare for the wrong person. So I'm trying to, you know, to look. I understand that there's five under consideration and that she's one of the front runners, according to gossip. So we've been trying to prepare. You know, I really think that it is important for all justices to be rooted in value tradition. I mean, Justice Ginsburg, who's lying in state right now up at the Capitol, was rooted in a strong faith tradition about the dignity of all people. And that's really an important piece. So I think faith matters, but not in a way that measures their jurisprudence. Like, I'm a lawyer, so I'm going to look at her decisions more than, you know, where she goes to mass.
All right, well, sister,
that's more important to me.
We would love to have you back. I didn't know that you were a lawyer. I dropped out of law school, so you will have the advantage the next time we talk. Sister, thank you so much.
Any help I can get, that would
thank
be good.
Thank you. We will talk again soon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.